And now your federal newscast. Leaders of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee are urging President Trump to quickly fill top vacancies at the Department of Homeland Security. Chairman Ron Johnson and Ranking Member Gary Peters say they're concerned by the number of leadership vacancies at DHS. 7 of the 18 positions that require Senate confirmation are vacant. The senators say they're not doubting the qualifications of DHS's acting leadership, but a lack of Senate-confirmed leaders makes it more difficult for DHS to meet its long-term goals. The Senate has passed a bill to establish and implement a counterintelligence training program for federal employees with supply chain risk management responsibilities. It's meant to get personnel ready to identify and mitigate threats throughout the life cycle of a program. The bill still needs House approval. It would call on the Office of Management and Budget to work with agency heads to set the program up within 6 months of the bill becoming law. The Homeland Security Department's Science and Technology Directorate is spending nearly $200,000 to test out blockchain technology for Customs and Border Protection. DHS S&T awarded a contract to Transmute Industries to build an application that uses distributed ledger technology to secure the import of raw materials like steel, timber, and diamonds. DHS made the award under its Silicon Valley Innovation Program. And the Air Force has identified a Special Operations Combat Controller who was the subject of a multi-day search in the Gulf of Mexico last week. Officials say Staff Sergeant Cole Condiff was assigned to the 24th Special Operations Wing at Florida's Hurlburt Field. The Air Force says he made an unintentional water landing during a parachute jump on Tuesday. I'm Jared Serbu.